Laughing and breathless, I loosen my death grip on your phone. My hands shaking as all the residual stress leaves my body. I'm flooded with that today's going to be a great day feeling, where I can't believe I was taking myself so seriously before I made myself come. It was exactly what I needed. The feeling I'd been addictively chasing and failing to satisfy all last night and into the early hours of the morning. Finally, some relief from my deadly combination of predatory urge to seduce, whatever the cost, and desperate cum slut all rolled into one. As the pleasure dissipated and I relaxed, the soreness of my thighs burned through my body. I knew I had to get back to my hotel room, fast. Emerging from my explosive first orgasm was the risk of an even more dangerous headspace. An optimist, a vulnerable romantic longing for a second orgasm, dripping in praise and promises of being adored forever. This was the realm of naive limerence, of agreeing to dates with people that would never work out, of buying obscenely expensive bridal lingerie on my way to work, only to get changed into it on my lunch break and ruin it by ripping it to one side and still managing to soak through it as I teased myself with my fingers, my legs spread on the desk, leaning back in my ergonomic desk chair. I hurried out and tried really hard to hand in the phone at reception. I tucked your phone into my bra mindlessly as I'd approached the front desk, and I'd used this as an excuse for why it would be weird of me to hand it over right now. Really, it was because I wasn't ready to let go of you. But wouldn't you be missing your phone? How could you not care what I could find on it and just be okay with not having it on you all day? You had to have left it for me on purpose for it to be set up like that. It was just too convenient. Or was I just kidding myself? Losing myself in the fantasy of you. Desperately wanting you to be just as depraved as I was. Okay, just one more listen, I told myself, and then I'll drop it back down on my way to the office. Shit, is it only 7:45 a.m.? It was pouring rain when I got outside. I welcomed the break in the heat. My hotel was barely 50 feet away, so I walked slowly, enjoying the way the rain dripped from my ponytail down the back of my neck, snaking between my shoulder blades, making me shiver and pull them back. Realizing how much I really needed a massage. I hurried past the staff in the lobby, sure that they knew what I was thinking. It was written all over my face. As soon as I got into my hotel room, I ripped down my leggings and tore off my t-shirt and sports bra in one go and threw everything in a pile next to the bed. I had to dig out your phone from the tangled nest. The sensible thing to do would be shower, calm myself down, go and get breakfast, and make a start on these emails. Today wasn't going to be an easy day. But that wasn't happening. At least the water pressure in this hotel is good. I hooked up the phone to the Bluetooth speakers to check the volume was going to be loud enough to hear over the noise of the shower. I was about to press play when I noticed a call coming in. The caller ID simply said, "I want you." I killed the Bluetooth, accepted the call, and held it to my ear. "Hey," he said, with a drawl, enjoying my phone. I was nervous, but tried not to let it come across in my voice. Very much so, thank you. I recorded you a thank you, but I didn't get the chance to hand your phone in yet. Where are you? He asked. I'm in my hotel room, the one across the street from the gym. Realizing too late how easily this could turn into a Dateline episode. Who even is this person? What the fuck am I even doing? It felt too late to back out now. Where are you? I replied. I'm across the street from the gym. Come to the window. I was naked. Somehow it didn't even occur to me to care. I looked down and there you were. Black suit, black umbrella, looking like a gangster in some film noir until you looked up at me. And then there was that smile. Those bright eyes. Oh my goodness. You looked so happy. Then you bit your lip a little and steeled your gaze and lowered the register of your voice and the whole vibe changed. Turn around for me, please. I did. How does it feel to be on the other side of things? Having someone stare at your ass, raptured by every inch of your body? I'm sorry I did that. Don't be sorry. I liked it. It's been too long since I felt desired like that. But now it's my turn. Okay, turn back around. That smile again. I wanted to run down in the rain and jump into your arms. Are you going to invite me up for coffee, or am I going to have to stand here all day in the rain? Room 712, I blurted out. I ran to the shower using the basic hotel shower gel. It would have to do. No time to do my hair. I threw on my robe and you were already knocking on the door. I swung it open and it banged against the wall. You glanced down the corridor and faster than I could open my mouth to offer you the coffee, you'd scooped me up in your arms and slammed the door behind you. You kissed me the entire time you carried me to the bed. And I only caught my breath when you moved to my neck and untied my robe. I still had the red lines from my gym clothes streaked over my body and I cringed a little, but you flicked your tongue and traced your lips over them playfully, flashing me a cheeky eyebrow raise. I softened. I felt so comfortable with you already. And I knew this wasn't completely altruistic. I could feel the hard bulge of your cock pressing against my leg. I pushed my thigh back into you, and you groaned and gripped my leg in your hand, forcing it backwards away from me. But then, as if missing that closeness, you tenderly pulled your body in towards me. You lifted my hips and held them in your arms. All those hammer curls had trained you well for the task, and your biceps strained against your slim-fitting cotton shirt. You dipped your head and started to go down on me. Wait, you already did that, I told you. And you sat back on your heels on the bed, kneeling in between my legs, with a really confused look on your face. Well, in my gym fantasy, when I listened to your audio, that's what I imagined you doing. That's what I've been imagining you doing all morning. You are honestly the first woman I've ever met that's turned down oral, even if it is for a second time. Honey, I want you to know I can do this all day and never get tired. I sat up and said, please, let me look at you. Let me taste you. Let me thank you for earlier. I held your face in my hands and I looked up at you with my best begging eyes. You brushed my messy hair out of my face, rolled your eyes and said, sure. I climbed down from the bed and you swung around to sit with your feet on the floor. I knelt down and carefully untied your shoes, rolled down your socks, and then ran my hands up the outside of your legs, sweeping them in to brush gently over your cock and unbuckled your belt. I stood up slowly, my body moving up yours in a wave as I unbuttoned your shirt. I loosened your tie and lifted it off and slid it onto my neck. I drew my hand down it, smoothing it against my body all the way down to my pubic bone. It almost touched my clit. I wanted to give you a little something to remember me by during your workday. I gently pulled your suit pants and underwear down, your cock springing back with a vengeance. I placed all of your clothes neatly on the armchair and dropped back down to my knees. I was desperate to tease you. You put your hands on my shoulders, looked me in the eye and said, if you're going to do this, you'd better do it now, because I am this close to throwing you against that wall and fucking tearing you apart. I plunged my mouth onto your cock, my lips wet and soft, my tongue rolling down your frenulum as I gulped more and more of you, pausing to breathe about two-thirds down. My mouth full, I muffled hums of pleasure that reverberated through your shaft and down your balls. I cupped my breasts up in my hands and I pressed them against you. You let out a sigh and took over holding my tits, freeing up my hands to work the rest of your beautiful cock. Your hands felt incredible on me, and I loved looking at mine wrapped around your cock. I was thankful I'd bothered to get my nails manicured before the trip, because this was an image I wanted to stay with me forever. Had enough? You teased. Actually, honey, I could do this all day and not get tired. I slid my mouth back down, coming back up a little harder this time, making you gasp. So I kept going, increasing the pressure, downing you like I'd been empty my whole life until you filled me. Most guys would have been coming by now, and a little insecurity would have crept in if it wasn't for how immensely hard you were and how intensely you stared down at me. Like you simultaneously wanted to break me and protect me at all costs. It was so hot. You are so hot. I don't know if it was that look, the way you were holding on to my tits like you never wanted to let go, or the feeling of your velvety hard cock filling my mouth, but I could feel my thighs sliding from how wet I was. I pulsed inside as if your cock was already pushing into my cunt. You picked up on this and slid the knot of your tie closer to my throat and pulled me up to eye level. Your mouth is fucking adorable, you told me, and it's been a long time since someone sucked my dick like that. And one day, if you'll have me, I'll come down that pretty little throat of yours. But right now, I have got to fuck you. I need to see how much of me you can take before you come and pull me in even deeper. Do you understand? I did. You pushed me back onto the floor. I was going to get that carpet burn after all. You propped yourself up on your elbows just above my shoulders at first, but I wanted your weight on me so bad, and I wrapped my arms around your back and pulled you down onto me with all of my strength. I can take it, I said. Brave girl, he replied, and thrust into me so hard it made me scream. Fuck. Grinding against my clit, the weight of your chest compressing my tits and one arm cradling my head sent me somewhere else. You were in so deep that you barely needed to move. You just rocked in me. My orgasms drifted in and out, soft like ripples. With every one, my pussy gripped and released your cock, flooding you. And you'd say, I think I'm gonna come. But you wouldn't. You wouldn't tip over. I could have fucked you like this for hours, I thought. And then shit, what time is it? 8:50? I have to get to work. We have to get to work. You got up and helped me to my feet, your dick glossy and flush, your forearm indented with the red hatch pattern from the carpet. You're finishing, little lady. I don't give a fuck about anything else right now. Yeah, okay, but so are you. There's no time for a game of brinksmanship here. I'm going to win. Bend over the bed. I did as I was told. And this time, you were not so soft grinding. You pulled almost all the way out, holding me apart with your thumbs and your fingers digging into my ass. Harder, I said. Probably not convincing enough. Be careful, you said. Harder, please. Harder. Fucking devastate me. I really need to come right now, please. I'm coming. Yeah, I'm coming. I really want you to come too. Please come. Please come in me. Please come in me. I need you so much. Fuck. Looks like I won. Don't feel bad. I always do. Now, I think you should just call in sick. Snuggle yourself up. Order some room service. And I'm going to go into work and tell them that we will both not be coming in today.